The National Endowment for the Humanities celebrates its 35th year tomorrow. William Ferris, its outgoing chairman, has won praise, but also criticism for his less traditional view of the humanities. One of his areas of scholarship is the blues, and before joining the agency, he helped organize an international conference on Elvis Presley. Ferris says that during his tenure, the NEH became more accessible to ordinary Americans.
We have opened some windows and doors for the American people through special projects on family history, a new website called My History is America's History, through the creation of regional centers for the humanities in every part of the nation to help look at what the sense of place and region are all about.
So you've decentralized it, and seems like you've taken it out of the classroom, the libraries, and taken it elsewhere.
Well, we've tried to demystify the humanities and make them part of everyday life. They're part of family history. As a folklorist, I love a proverb from Africa that says, when an old man or woman dies, a library burns to the ground. And I think that's a poignant reminder of the value of understanding our own family and their relationship to American history.
You founded the Center for the Study of Southern Culture.
Right.
At the University of Mississippi in Oxford. Why is the study of music, art, and literature of a region so important?
Well, region really is the seedbed of all culture in our country. When we talk about a president or a musical tradition or a writer, they're framed in terms of where they come from. We can't talk about Lincoln without understanding Illinois. We can't talk about Kennedy without understanding Massachusetts. We can't talk about B.B. King apart from the Mississippi Delta, or William Faulkner apart from his world in Oxford, Mississippi. So when we study region, we look at the framing device for who we are as Americans. We also look at the seedbed for what we think of as the canon of literature, because it's out of folk tales and family histories and local worlds that the great literature and history is really crafted. So in the same way that Shakespeare looked at the pit of the old globe for inspiration for figures like Falstaff, Faulkner looked at his own community in Oxford and Lafayette County to create the mythic Jefferson and Yaknapatawpha County.
You are no snob about popular culture. I've seen your Elvis impression. And yet it seems it's more of an obsession each day with the general public.
I think, in looking back on the 20th century, we have to look at popular culture as part of a religious phenomenon, in the sense that people make pilgrimages to Graceland and they collect relics such as pictures and artifacts that reflect the music and life of a figure like Elvis Presley. And while to some academics it may seem laughable, it's a very significant presence, and popular culture in general to the world is what America has created in this century. It has dominated through film and records and all sorts of entertainment media what the world listens to and how it thinks. So we ignore that at our peril. It's as though we are swimming in a deep sea and not paying attention to the water in which we're swimming.
You wanted another term as chairman, and you didn't get that. Were you surprised?
Not really. I think that's how Washington works. You have new leadership, and they bring new leadership with them. I'm not a political figure, and I came here to do a job, and I think we've done the job and done it well. And I welcome an opportunity to go back and reconnect with my own work as a writer and as a teacher.
You had the support of both Mississippi senators, both Republicans.
Well, I think we have a lot of friends, but I don't pretend to understand how these worlds work. I have never expected any of the jobs that I've had. Certainly this job was a total surprise, and I feel honored to have had 4 years as chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities.
I wonder if it had anything to do with playwright Arthur Miller's speech, the Jefferson Lecture, which is an annual event that NEH sponsors, and of course he knocked President Bush in that speech.
I don't think so. You know, as you look across the agencies, virtually all of the agencies change the heads with a new administration. And, you know, I'm ready to go wrestle with my own work as a folklorist and return to field recordings and interviews I've done from the 60s on that are unfinished in terms of my editing and publishing them. And I really feel a pressing need to say farewell to administration, which I've done for the last 20 years, and reconnect to my work as a teacher and scholar.
William Ferris ends his term as chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities in November.